It's 8 o'clock on Monday, the 7th of November, and this is Morning Ireland with Audrey Carvel and Samantha Liberari. Now with the news in detail, here's Brian Jennings.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is arriving at the COP27 climate conference in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh today. Over the next 2 days, Mr. Martin will set out Ireland's priorities. These include a commitment to increase Ireland's contribution to international initiatives aimed at reducing greenhouse gases and fortifying ecological systems to better combat the negative effects of climate change. From Sharm el-Sheikh, our environment correspondent George Lee.
The organisers of COP27 at Sharm el-Sheikh said yesterday they want to restore the so-called grand bargain at the centre of the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, when poor and developing countries agreed to do all they can to tackle the climate crisis, provided they receive financial support from richer nations. Against that background, Taoiseach Micheál Martin arrives at COP27 this morning. The first thing he will do is join the President of Ghana and the Chancellor of Germany for a working breakfast on the global shield against climate risk, aimed at scaling up the finance needed to protect against climate risks in poorer countries. He will also attend high-level events and roundtables on food security and the impact climate change has on the sustainability of poorer communities. He will deliver Ireland's formal statement to COP27 tomorrow afternoon.
Eurozone finance ministers will today begin the process of electing a president of the Eurogroup when Ireland's Minister of Finance Pascal Donoghue's term ends in December. The government announced on Friday evening that it was nominating Mr. Donoghue for a second term, despite the fact that Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath is due to take over the finance portfolio in December. A government spokesperson said that if he was re-elected, Mr. Donoghue would carry out his duties as President of the Eurogroup as Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Pascal Donoghue was elected Eurogroup President in July 2020 and was widely expected to secure a second mandate unopposed this December. However, the coalition arrangement whereby he and Michael McGrath would swap roles has added an awkward dimension to his re-election. Fianna Fáil has insisted that as part of the swap, Michael McGrath would take his seat both at Eurogroup meetings and at the gatherings of all 27 EU finance ministers, known as ECOFIN. Mr. Donoghue could in theory be re-elected president since the public expenditure and reform portfolio is an economic one. However, it's unusual for a member state to have two ministers around the Eurogroup table. The government has sought legal advice on the issue. It's understood it's been told there's no legal impediment, although it could be politically tricky. There is a precedent in that the former Luxembourg Prime Minister Jean-Claude Juncker was president of the Eurogroup and his finance minister also attended. While Mr. Donoghue's been widely praised for his performance so far, it's unclear if Ireland having two seats at the table will be acceptable to the other 18 finance ministers, or indeed if another member state might now put forward a candidate to contest the position. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
A study has found that almost 90% of people with long COVID in Ireland have not returned to the level of health they had before the pandemic. More than 2 out of 3 participants in the study continue to experience fatigue, chest pain, stomach upset, memory problems and muscle pain. The study of 988 participants was conducted by APC Microbiome Ireland, a research centre based at University College Cork. The Catholic Church Order the Spiritans of Ireland, also known as the Holy Ghost Order, has paid more than €5 million in settlement claims towards abuse and support services since 2004. The order confirmed the settlement figure to RT Radio 1's Documentary on One programme after 2 siblings spoke about abuse they suffered at Blackrock College during the 1970s and early 1980s. Their story will be broadcast at 6 o'clock this evening on RT Radio 1, when the documentary titled Blackrock Boys will be aired during the final hour of drive time. Rail passengers travelling between Dublin and Cork and Dublin are being offered the option of quieter journeys. The so-called quiet carriage on the service was phased out 4 years ago, but is now being reintroduced. Kate Carlin reports.
When the quiet carriage was discontinued in 2018, the ASLAM charity for people with autism criticised the decision, saying that the levels of day-to-day conversations or general background noise may cause extreme discomfort and pain for people with autism. From today, the service has been reintroduced on the Dublin-Cork line. Éireann Rothéireann says the quiet carriage will be available to passengers who wish to travel without the disturbance of excessive use of mobile phones or other devices, or who may have some work to do, which requires quietness. The company says it's been introduced both to improve services for customers with sensory issues and to provide choice to all customers, following feedback from the public. The quiet carriage, Carriage G, is now bookable online for the first time, and the carriage is clearly marked with purple branding when booking via the web and on the outside of the carriage.